How many of you like vocabulary words? I will give you one. Apologetics. Apologetics is the study and practice of giving answers for reasonableness and truth of the Christian faith. The word comes from the Greek word apologia, which means to give a defense. Let's see. I forgot my Bible. Can you give me one?
Yeah!
All right, in 1 Peter 3:15, there's a verse that say, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Now, many arguments to demonstrate the reasonableness of God's existence have been advanced over the past millennia. On this issue, the biblical record, maintains that clear evidence of God's reality resides in the natural realm all around us. Now, if you go open your Bibles and go to Romans 1:20. In Romans 1:20, it says, "For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office." This evidence is so plain that this record claims no human that being can fail to have awareness of God's existence. The skeptic's condemning cry often comes as, "Prove to me there is a God." Usually the agnostic or atheist expects physical or scientific evidence for the existence of God. But when the Bible believer cannot point to a living being and say, "There is God," the skeptic thinks he has won. What people often do not realize is that even if God appeared on the earth, which he has in the person of Jesus Christ, we do not exist in eternity past, and we do not know the future, so we cannot approve by any human standard that he is eternal. Our understanding is limited, so we cannot prove that God knows all. And our limited perspective renders us incapable of proving God's standard of morality as absolute and true. Not only that, but by our own fallible standards, our telescopes are short-sighted otherwise, and we cannot determine if he is the only God that exists inside or outside the universe. So even if we could observe and scientifically test God by our own standards of operational science, we would be unable to prove all of his divine, eternal attributes because of our own limited morality. So any answer to this question is, how do we know there is a God? That does not start with God's own statements regarding himself as self-refuting, inconsistent, and limited by human frailty because of limited man can never ultimately prove the existence of an internal, all-powerful, all-knowing God. Only an eternal, all-powerful, all-knowing being could truly prove the existence of God described in the Bible. A critic will readily cry foul and declare, "But you are saying that only God can prove God." It is true that only God can tell us he has always existed in the past and that he knows everything. Even if we could physically see God, Exodus 24:11, at some point we have to believe he is exactly who he claims to be in his word, including his unlimited power and infinite knowledge. But this does not mean our faith is blind and cannot be confirmed in some way. It also does not mean that our faith in the Bible contradicts operational science. God has given us confirming evidences so that our faith is not a blind faith, but a rational faith. When we start from the Bible, we can see evidences that powerfully confirm what God has already said. We don't believe God exists and is true only because he has so. Unfortunately, skeptics seldom take time to confirm the detailed, fulfilled prophecies of the Bible. Given our inability to prove the eternal God by our own human standard. Ignoring these is a serious error indeed. For example, God himself identifies accurate foretelling of the future to be what separates him from all false ideas of God. For example, in Isaiah 41, 21, 44, 45, 46, and Acts 1, 3. Acts 1, 3 says that post-resurrection appearances of Jesus to as many as 500 people at a time are many infallible proofs that Jesus was exactly who he claimed to be in the Son of God. Matthew, Mark, John, Paul, and Peter all wrote that they saw Jesus risen from the dead. Many people believe the written testimony concerning the events around the American Revolutionary War without a single photo or video, yet they fail to believe the written testimony of the 40 authors whose works we've collectively called the Bible. Scripture makes it clear that God's eternal power and divine nature are clearly seen in the creation of the world all around us. God is saying that the design and complexity of nature makes it obvious that he exists, but hard hearts often refuse to accept any evidence that the Bible is true, for it makes them accountable to Creator God. While we may not be able to scientifically prove the eternal Almighty God exists, we can see how the Bible is consistent with operational science. With the account of the flood, we would expect to find billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth, which is exactly what we do find. We also see the universe in logical and orderly, and our Creator, as described in the Bible, is the God of order and logic. Ultimately, love, reason, knowledge, logic, and morality are impossible to explain in a purely materialistic universe that exists by chance. Over and over again, the statements in the Bible can be confirmed as true, especially prophecies that only God could have known, and consistent with science, showing it can all be trusted on all accounts, including the existence of God, biblical faith in God is rational, not blind.